Bow your heads. I want to pray for a second. God, help me to share with others what you need me to hear. From my experiences, from the spirit of truth, and what you've meant to me, in the name of Jesus, amen. Now, I'm not sure if anyone here is anything like me, has the same issues I have. You see, maybe like me, you've lost sight of how great God is. I most of the time lose sight of who God is. I ask myself, what is mercy? It means to lessen or stop the consequences of our sins or decisions. It reveals a part of God's character. See, Jesus was God in a human body. The most prayed prayer in the Bible is the prayer for mercy. We all need mercy from our destructive decisions. And the funny thing is, Jesus always responded to this kind of prayer. I mean, I've searched and read, and I'm sure there are smarter people than me. But every time someone asked Jesus for mercy, he responded. All of us have gone outside of the will of God and made that first wrong decision, which starts out like a domino effect. And then you see the results of that domino effect. I would pray for mercy and say, God, just remove this from me. Remove this this effect that's happening from my poor decision. Or maybe I might just say, can you remove just one of those dominoes from that decision so that it doesn't just spiral out of control into collapse or destruction? You know, King David prayed the most for mercy. He said, God, have mercy on me for my actions, for murder, adultery, and pride. And even though he still had some consequences, the loss of his son, he lost peace for a period of time, he lost some of his reputation, and then he wasn't able to build the temple, which was pretty big. But he never lost his relationship with God. Interestingly, that the one man who asked for mercy the most is known as the man after God's own heart. And ultimately, he's in the lineage of the Savior. Now, we also ask for mercy when we suffer. 1 Corinthians 10:13. This is a different translation. No temptation has overtaken you except what is common to humanity. God is faithful, and he will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able. But with that temptation, he will also provide a way of escape so that you will be able to bear it. You know, so I've asked myself, you know, why do I sin? I mean, I usually sin because the temptation in my life is so traumatic and I want relief from the pain of that temptation. You know, many times I sin because the assault of temptation is so painful. But if I try to escape or I give in to the temptation, I miss out on God's best. You know, Jesus died because of his mercy for us. I'm a repeat offender, and I need lots of mercy. A.W. Tozer says, it's not about us, it's about God. God desires to be merciful. If you really know my Father, he is desiring that I turn to him so he can show his mercy. So as I was thinking about this topic, I remembered a very important movie to me. It's one of my favorite John Wayne movies. It's called The Cowboys from 1972. I don't know if anybody of you have ever seen this movie. It's an old movie. It's a great movie. Will Anderson, when his drivers abandon him for the gold fields, rancher Will Anderson is forced to take on a collection of young schoolboys. As his drivers, in order to get his herd to market in time for financial disaster. Now, any child such as I was at the time, only 7 years old, almost wished he could go along for the ride. I mean, this seemed like something big. The boys learned to do a man's job under Anderson's tutelage. However, neither Anderson nor the boys know that a gang of cattle rustlers and thieves are stalking them. Mr. Anderson, John Wayne, lays down his life for the boys. After the much older Mr. Anderson stands up against the villain, he turns to walk away when the villain shoots him in the back. I don't remember the rough, the tough cowboy, the Duke, ever dying like that in a movie. It was traumatic to me as a kid. I mean, he was a big, tough guy. So after the villain takes the herd, the boys do their best to comfort Mr. Anderson, but they're helpless to do anything for him. The boys are devastated after what they've just seen. So as Mr. Anderson lays there dying, he says one of my favorite lines in the movie, and I'll try to do it justice. But this is the Duke, right? He's laying there dying. I'm proud of you, all of you. Every man wants his children to be better than he was. You are. I cried like a baby during that scene. I mean, and I was a little kid, but you know what? I still tear up today. I just saw it again this week, and I teared up. You know, by the end of the film, they may still be boys in body, but they have the spirit of young men. They finished the job that was started out with Mr. Anderson, and they were changed. So why think about, why was that movie so important to me? Why did it have so much meaning? Why are the parallels to the Bible so much? And you know, I'm thinking, every earthly father I ever had let me down. My biological father, my stepfathers. And I was always looking for a replacement, somebody to be my real father. Don't overlook how important that is to be a father to your children. And I'm sure that I've fallen short, even my own family, of not being the best father I could be. So this is what Christ did for me. He took the role of his father and showed the disciples how to be like him. He changed me and gave me everything I needed to live a godly life, the life I didn't deserve. And today, my father is also my heavenly father. Thank you.